Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, The Power of Water, Changing Our Emotions Through Body and Mind. The ancient element of water corresponds to our emotions, our feelings, and our relations with other human beings. We all want to feel good, but sometimes our emotions seem to flow their own way. Negative emotions sometimes seem to lodge themselves in our bodies and make it difficult for us to enjoy life fully. These emotions are often trying to help us change negative patterns in our lives, but we repress these messages and the negative emotion lingers in some place of tightness in our bodies. Emotions are meant to move through us, like the ebbs and flows of the sea. When we try to avoid or ignore our difficult emotions, they become stuck and can harm us or even destroy us. It is important that this program be used in conjunction with understanding the message that the emotion is giving to you and listening to its advice. It is only then that you can really let the emotion flow through and away from you fully. There are essentially two ways of moving beyond negative emotions. You can either shift the focus of your awareness, allowing the emotion to dissipate, or change your body's physiology in some way that allows the emotion to dissolve away. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, sit or lie down in a place that's totally comfortable where you can remain relaxed for the next half hour. Once you're in a totally relaxing place, I just want you to simply begin relaxing, making sure your head is supported, allowing your eyes to close, and just adjusting however you may need to. And now I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me, and let it out, relaxing. A deep breath in, and out. And in, and out, and continue relaxing with each breath that you take. And as you're allowing yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed with every breath, you can feel your body rising and falling, and you can become aware of your heartbeat, feeling its soothing rhythm in your body. And you can start to feel totally relaxed and at peace. And you can begin to relax your feet and your ankles, relaxing your calves, your knees, and your thighs. And you can allow your buttocks and your groin to relax. You can relax your stomach and your lower back. Totally relaxing your lower body. And you can begin to relax your chest and your upper back, allowing that relaxation to flow into your shoulders and arms, all the way down to your hands. Totally relaxed. And that relaxation can flow up into your neck, into your face, your jaw, your cheeks, your eyes, your forehead, totally relaxing, all the way to the top of your head, allowing yourself to totally sink into perfect relaxation. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you, the doorway to your inner temple. And you can open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It's an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east, in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And as you look up at this shining globe of white radiance above your head, you experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a golden globe like a sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it grows and glows more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it's the size of your whole inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the east yellow air wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making this wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say silence. And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to form a cross, saying before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right creation, to my left manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And you can allow these guardians to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you can look up once again, that shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet. And as the light reaches your feet in your inner temple, another globe of light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you may know that this lesson is specifically focused on teaching you how to take control of your emotional life and to guide your emotional body into joyful states rather than merely being driven by circumstance into whatever situations come along. Because you are in fact in charge of your emotions, and you decide what makes you happy and what makes you sad. But you usually just allow the outside situation to dictate how you feel, so that you are in a state of internal chaos, and this is no way to live. So in this program, you will learn the fundamentals of how to choose your own emotions. Because emotions flow like water. But if you know how, you can direct their flow to make yourself more happy than you ever imagined possible. And now I would like you to turn toward the west behind you in your inner temple and face the element of water. And I would like you to notice the rippling and undulating of the blue water wall, moving like emotions through your body. And I would like you to enter into that water. And as you feel this flow of water all around you, you can begin to know that there are two ways to change your emotional state instantly. And they are so simple that you may not even have noticed them, even though you do them sometimes already. And these two methods are by changing the way that you are using your body, or by changing the way that you are using your mind. Because it is you that is creating these emotions through the way that you are breathing and holding your body, and by the way that you are creating images, words, and sensations in your mind. When someone says or does something, and you begin to feel upset, you must remember that it is not what another has said, but the way that you are interpreting it that is causing you to feel upset. And all of the upset feelings are completely inside of you. So now you are aware that you can change these feelings by changing your body or changing your mind. And changing your body may take place in three different ways. Because you can change your posture, or you can change your breathing, or you can change your facial expressions. And any or and all of these will quickly change your emotional state. So when you are in a situation where someone is causing you emotional discomfort, you can change the position of your body, because you will notice that you are tight and hunched over. And if you make yourself straight and tall, you will feel better. You will find tension releasing from the places you are feeling stressed. And you can change your breathing too, taking deep, long breaths. And you can change the expression on your face to a smile. And this will instantly balance your hormonal levels towards happiness. Because you really do want to experience happiness and tranquility more than you want to experience distress. And you will be able to understand the causes of your distress more clearly when you are feeling more happy. And feeling happy is very simple, because all you have to do is change the way that you are holding your body into an erect and confident posture, and to breathe deeply and fully, and to smile, and you will instantly feel much more calm and serene and happy, because emotions become trapped when we are tight and constricted, and the feelings become stuck like a river that is dammed. And when we change our posture and breathing, it allows the emotions to flow naturally through you and allows you to release them. And as you smile, you are telling your body to allow happiness to flow through you, and it works instantly. So when you are feeling troubled, you may now find instant relief by changing the way that you are using your body. And you can also change your emotions to feel powerful and sexy and elegant and confident by merely changing your posture and your breathing and your facial muscles into positions that make you feel this way. And it is so easy that you will always do this when it is appropriate from now on. And you may also change your emotions by using your mind. Because using your mind in a different way causes you to change the way that your brain is processing things that will change the way that you feel about them. And just as easy as changing your body, because all you have to do is think in a new way. And there are two ways that you can change what you are thinking. You can change specifically what you are thinking, or you can change how you are thinking about it. And the first way is very simple, but some people find it confusing to do. All you need to do, if you are thinking about something that you don't like, is change it into something else. And if you do this a few times with the exact same change, your mind will begin to do it automatically, and you will no longer be bothered by the thought. But you can also change the way that you are thinking about something, and this is very useful, because it can actually help you to gain a greater understanding of things. And so if your mind is making images that are causing you pain, you can make these images brighter or dimmer, or you can bring them closer or put them further away. And these distinctions can improve your perspective on these images. And if your mind is saying unpleasant things to you, you can lower the volume on this internal dialogue, or change the voice into a cartoon voice. And you can do this easily, and it will give you power over your mind. Or if you have a feeling that is unpleasant in your body, you can change that into a feeling of pleasure just by telling it to change, and it will. Because you are in charge of your being, and you can change a part of your experience in any way that you choose. And I would like you to now think about a pleasant memory from your past, a specific time when something very pleasant happened to you, and begin to form a clear mental image with sounds and everything as this pleasant memory becomes more and more clear. Now I would like you to turn up the brightness of the picture and notice how it makes you feel. Make the picture more clear. Make it larger. Now begin to turn down the brightness and make the picture dim and small. Bring this picture close. Move it far away from you. If there are sounds in this memory, turn the sounds up and turn the sounds down. And you can begin to see that you have infinite power over adjusting your internal experiences in whatever way you want. Now begin to imagine a time when you experienced an intense pleasure, an ecstasy, either a pleasurable experience with someone that you love, or a pleasurable experience of some gain that you had in your life. And think about the intense pleasure that you had. And turn this feeling up. Bring any images closer to you and make them larger and brighter. Now turn these images down. Make them darker, smaller, further away. Make the feeling less and less. You see, you are in total control. Now I would like you to move pleasantly back to a memory of something unpleasant that happened in your life, an experience that troubled you in a totally peaceful way. And I'd like you to turn up the brightness of the images, turn up the volume, bring them closer, make it bigger, and see how very unpleasant this experience can be. And now, begin to turn down the brightness of the picture. Make it smaller, duller, put it further away from you, turn down the volume until it's very small indeed, dark, way in the distance. And now, imagine that it's just bursting into flame and disappearing. Because you are totally in control of your experience. And so you can see that by changing the ways that you use your mind, you can dramatically change the way you feel. And as you begin to use these skills in your life, you will find that you're able to be confident and calm and happy, even in the most challenging circumstances, simply by adjusting your body and breathing deeply and changing the way that your mind focuses on your challenges. And you will become more and more aware of the parts of you that attempt to keep you from engaging life fully, the voices that lower your confidence, the pictures that make you fearful, the tensions in your body that stop you from truly enjoying life, and you will begin to change these parts into more helpful patterns by repeatedly changing the way they operate until you realize that they are in your control and you are in charge, and you will begin to feel calm and tranquil, and your body will become appropriately free from emotional pain, and you will be able to direct your energies toward fulfilling yourself fully in your life and feeling great all the time. And you may now turn around and return to your inner temple. Move to the center of your inner temple and look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head. And experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And you look at the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, knowledge. And you look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, will. And you look at the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow air wall once again, extending your arms into an imaginary cross in your inner temple, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. Look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, you can turn again to the west wall of your inner temple and see the door that leads out of your inner temple. And you can go through that door and return to normal body awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. Now, please immediately open up your workbook and do the exercises that are specifically related to this program so that you can gain the full benefits of changing your emotions with your physiology and your mind. This is the end of this tape. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the next side.